Слово. Как вы себя чувствуете? Аллилуйя. Классно, да?
Good, right?
Классно. Вы знаете, конкретно, дорогие, молитва была просто сила. Вы знаете, те, кто был на молитве, вы знаете, что здесь происходило. Бог мой. Бог как будто взял и переводил на другой уровень всех, весь центр. Вы знаете, самое уникальное, что это ощущается даже во время прославления, не так ли? Ты чувствуешь, атмосфера настолько насыщена ангелами, насыщена его славой. Ты чувствуешь, как будто ты в этом здании, но как будто что-то поменялось. Такое уникальное чувство, я знаю, что происходит. Я знаю точно, что происходит. Хорошо, дорогие. И мы идем с вами в Слово, и сегодня я буду говорить насчет одной интересной темы для меня, и я уверен, будет для вас, которую я назвал «Знаешь ли ты, на что ты способен?» Знаешь ли ты, на что ты способен? Не знаешь. Даю гарантию, не знаешь. Мы с вами не знаем, на что мы способны, пока мы все не попадем в экстремальные ситуации. Вы слышите меня? Ты не знал, какой ты. Ты говорил, я уравновешенный человек, пока ты не попал в очень неуравновешенную ситуацию. И ты понял, что ты вообще не умеешь контролировать свою жизнь.
Аминь.
Иногда повседневщина дает нам иллюзию, что мы что-то с вами достигли. Illusion, но экстремальные ситуации показывают правду. Кто ты есть? Мы все хотим избежать экстремальных ситуаций в нашей жизни. Почему? Потому
Why?
Что я опозорюсь при друзьях.
I might be embarrassed before my friends in some extreme situations. Oh yeah, some of you understand what I'm saying. Because once this extreme situation comes, something happens.
И я опять буду просить прощения.
And again, I will have to ask for forgiveness. Guess what we ask forgiveness for? Because during extreme situation, something happened, like a boo-boo.
Влип.
In trouble.
Oops.
You made an oops.
Ой-ой-ой. Итак, сегодня мы поговорим с вами, для чего Бог допускает
экстрим.
Стоит ли сразу срываться на помощь человеку, который попадает в экстремальные ситуации?
Стоит ли нам
вообще вмешиваться в ситуации, когда Бог ведет с кем-то дело?
When God is dealing with someone,
о, beloved, we'll talk today about certain things that are so needed.
Very much.
Вы знаете, смотря одну уникальную передачу,
looking at one unique program,
как всегда, папа начал
like always, Daddy started talking to me.
Передача была абсолютно, я даже не знал, что Бог оттуда может достать.
Interesting, I had no clue that God will be able to pull out a message out of that, and Daddy can do anything. So beloved, was a very interesting message.
Одному из моих любимых каналов,
one of my favorite channels, where they were testing new cars.
Вы знаете, я никогда не думал,
you know
что я оттуда высосу тему.
I never thought that I'd be able to get a message out of that.
Вы знаете, Дух Святой может говорить
Holy Spirit can speak to you through birds,
через атмосферу, через рекламу,
through
через проезжающую быстро машину, через
мента,
который выписывает тикет.
That is giving
Бог
you a ticket.
God can give you a message. Самое главное,
and just about anything, the important thing is you have to walk closely with him. Because when you're walking closely with him, everything that is around you will speak to you.
Все вокруг тебя показывает на то, что Бог живой.
Alive.
Он не говорит, может быть,
and maybe he's not speaking with his mouth into your ears, but you have to understand his language. You have to accept his language because God speaks always, everywhere, and through everything. Amen? So,
смотря одну передачу, где тестировали автомобили, я увидел очень
program,
уникальный
when they were
фрагмент,
cars,
который
so
заставил
I saw
меня задуматься
thing,
над многим в моей жизни.
That made me think about God in my life.
There was a couple of known brands of cars.
All of them looked really good. You know that the owners of those vehicles, they give their cars for a review to test them out. There are magazines that are dedicated to testing the vehicles and to their review. So I was watching this program where they were testing these cars. A lot of you know these cars, but they were being tested when they just came out.
Вышли, например, 2010,
For instance, 2010, 2009, every year there's a model.
Знаете, такой, они распределяются по категориям,
you know, they
там,
put them out in categories of sporty cars, sedans,
SUV, то есть джипы,
SUVs, and buses, and vans,
and
whatnot. And we
этих машин.
Are observing the way they're testing them. Afterwards, I'm that person that I like information. I'm not just going to buy a car. Because I know that it's garbage. Why do I know it's garbage? Because I did not go through the test in extreme situation. You probably know where I'm going with this. So, we're going into extreme situations. So, you're good, right? You have good paint. You're a great model. You have the most stylish clothes. Do you know that? This has nothing to do with testing. Hello. It has nothing to do that. It has nothing to do with speed. It has nothing to do with braking. You could be the most beautiful thing, and you could be so much in trouble that you will have to get out of it for 30 years now, out of this extreme. And some of you say, amen, you know what I'm saying here. So, beloved, today we will go into this message. Do you know what you're able to do? I know. You know? Who says that? Usually those, the ones that are just left the plant, they were just put together. You have no idea. You know what? We'll go fast now, we'll brake, and then we'll take a sharp turn, and we will go where? Into the shoulder. Beloved, listen. I was watching this program. I wasn't even paying attention. Daddy was giving me totally different messages. He says, Sonny, look, pay attention, because right now you're noticing the condition of the church right now. I never thought that by looking at how cars accelerate and brake and all these extreme, I will see what happens around us. And it is so obvious, beloved. So, we will go into the story. There was a couple of known brands of vehicles, last models. They looked good, beautiful interiors, leather. They were filming with this camera, slow motion. And you're just like, ooh, I want this car. Stop. Interior does not say anything about a car. Because in this beautiful interior, you might lay upside down upon a freeway. Who understands me? So, be very careful when you get married. Or because if you don't know what is next to you, during the first sharp turn, you will be somewhere out in the shoulder, somewhere, but in a beautiful interior, and the radio will continue playing la-la-la. Let's move on. Some people don't understand. Our vision is set. A car goes by. Oh, I want that car. Stop. Do you even know what is inside where nobody sees it? It's hidden by panels. It's bolted down. Did you look in there? No. You will look it in there when it will be a little too late. First of all, you have to look at everything. Beloved, today I just want to ask you a question. Do we know what we are able to do? Do we know what those that are next to us are able to do? Do we know what we can do as an organization, as individuals, as families, as people that are going somewhere? So, beloved, unique message. So, look good, beautiful interior, exterior, beautiful, expensive paint job. But the interesting thing is I started looking at that experts. They don't pay attention to that. Experts. I saw people. They walked around these cars. They were dressed in, you know what they were dressed in? In suits. You know, they were fireproof suits. They were dressed in these special outfits. They were walking around in gloves. They had helmets. Big helmets. They were buckled up. And they were walking around these cars. And I understood that cars are in trouble. Who understands that when a guy like that, with that kind of uniform, sits into a car? I mean, a guy with a normal suit and a, you know, businessman sits in the car is one thing, but when this extreme guy, the test car gets in there, we know that they'll find out what's going to happen on the first turn when they're going 120 miles an hour. You know what I'm saying? When I saw that this person gets in that car, I understood one thing. Uh-oh. Right now, the car will do such a thing that maybe it never even dreamed of doing.
Сейчас не будет происходить то, что даже никогда в голову.
Such things are going to happen that the designer of this vehicle never even thought of doing.
Если бы все все знали.
You know, otherwise it wouldn't be a test if everything was known by everybody. That's just called extreme. You know, slow motion, there's accidents, airbags come out, and then there's this dummy, you know, test dummy, jumps around, and we can see, okay, this car is somewhat safe. Wait a minute. Right now, professionals, you know, skin and bones will come in the car and say, they'll even tell you, what kind of sound is in the vehicle? Is it preventing you from driving? Will you be able to drive in it too long if there's noise in there? Everything. So, beloved, you know the interesting thing that, you know, for instance, you take the designers of the car. They, as designers, they say, we are designers of the car. We don't want for you right now to destroy this. And everybody's sitting and watching. Oh, wow, there it goes. He went far. You know, maybe he's not even alive anymore. And then the police officers pull him out from some ditch because this guy was braking too fast. Extreme shows you who you are. Do you know what you are able to do? My beautiful, do you know what you're able to do? Are you seeing something for yourself? Give God glory. Our daddy is so unique, he can make a message out of anything. Experts didn't look at that because car is not judged by its interior or interior. They also look at that, but after the car goes through all these testings, if the car did not go through the test, nobody cares with the paint, what's inside the car. I want to drive in the car that I'm sure of that if you will accelerate, it will go. If you will brake, it will brake. And it's not going to think and then go and do what it's supposed to. Same thing with acceleration. You're pressing the pedal and the car is thinking, should I go or should I not go? Okay, I'll go. Takes about 5 second delay. You know, it'll talk to the engine. You press the pedal and the acceleration pedal thinks, should I go? Okay, let's go. You know those cars? There are different processes. You know, the engine was supposed to talk to the tires. Should we accelerate? I know these cars. I used to drive one. I don't want that. Because then when you want to brake, and you see the back of the car of the person in front of you, the car in front of you, you see the back of the car in front of you. And when the brake pedal is starting to communicate with the tires and the brakes, you know, by the time they finally decided, you ended up in a collision, and now you're inside an interior of the car that was in front of you. So that's a bad car. Okay, never mind. I could joke a lot about cars. We have a message, and we're running out of time. So every one of these cars was in these extreme conditions while driving, you know, fast braking, sharp turns, huge accelerations. And afterwards, they, you know, gave awards who took the first place, second or third, different categories. And doesn't that kind of look like our life, where we all can look good and smile? Good, dress stylishly, but that does not make you who you are. There's a designer. Who are you? What you were born to do? He is the one that gives out these extreme situations that shows to you and to everyone who's around you who you are. The point of my message is when some of you start to go into the shoulder, into a ditch, Don't try to catch. You know, Christianity has this paranoia where if something goes wrong with someone, gotta help everybody. When somebody has no money, cover everything. In other words, let them out of extreme situation where God wants to prove to you who you are. You need this situation where you have no money. I didn't hear that before. Listen, the whole Bible, we'll read plenty of scriptures, and I will remind you that that is how God acts. Is it in the Bible? Yes, it is in the Bible. We'll read it all. All these extreme situations prove, first of all, to you, can you or can you not? Once you pass it, yes, you can. And you know what? I love to be around those people that God has tested and tried in extreme situations. Some say you went through divorce, for instance, and I say you have no idea what that person can teach you. Somebody understand me here. Oh, beloved. Sometimes from a divorce, you can learn more from a person and from a person that continues living in a bad marriage. You will see where things ripped apart, how far it stretched, how long things were, you know, how much patience went in there, and where things went. Same thing in the ministry or raising up your children. You know what? I have a teenage daughter. Until you didn't have a teenager, you had no children. You did not have kids. Whatever, everything runs around and drools, that's a little baby. Enjoy it. Oh, you say you have kids? No, you didn't have kids until you have a teenager. You know, when these kids will put high heels and mini skirts, you'll see where things will go. Hello. And all mamas with teenagers smiled. And so did daddies. Because they totally understand, what is this?
Extreme.
It's extreme. We were thinking we knew how to raise up our children until you read text messages. What? My daughter, my little baby, yes, she can, and she will. Okay, never mind. It's a family type of a message. Maybe we'll get back to it. Right now we're talking about extreme. Even though it's one of the categories of extreme as well. So enjoy it. The interesting thing is that our children, teenagers, they show us not only who they are, but also who we are. Isn't it so, parents? They show us how irritated you are, how you are not sure of yourself, mother. And now you understand that your car is going through serious twisting and turns, and everything inside the car, everything is falling apart, flying out. Everything that has not been attached properly, it's falling off. It's screaming and making noise. Why? Because that is done. So you'll become stronger. Yesterday we were sitting talking, simply talking, and saying, guys, you know what? God showed me one situation many years ago. He said, look, we all want to raise up our ranking in our spiritual realm, receive a new star from Jesus, you know, going higher. Guess where the stars are given? Upon the field, you know, at the battlefield, if you have not passed or died or done something, you will not receive a star. We just want to say hallelujah, hallelujah. You'll be crawling and saying hallelujah. And then God will see you and He will give you a star. When you were going to be saying, I don't want this star. Well, that's exactly when you receive it. When you don't want it anymore. I don't want it. I don't want it. I'm barely alive. Let's pray. No, no, no. Enough of this. That's it. Title has gone up. New star from daddy. Not from uncle pastor. Now you'll be a deacon. Yeah. Right. You'll receive a star when you go through daddy's testing. Because my testing are not even, you know, testing. So bring coffee. Okay, now you're a deacon. It is like that with some people, you know. Oh, he was helping me. He was opening the door and closing the door, and that's it. And that's why you give him this title? Yes. You know what? Just see how he's going to make it. If he will make it, that's when you can give it to him. In the battlefield, in extreme situations, that's where the ranking goes higher. In the office, you know what? You can only buy a calling. But we're not talking about our movements. We're talking about true, real army, about a real battle. Medals are given after the battle and not after bringing coffee. Sometimes they give medals after bringing coffee, but it's not real. It's plastic, because in the spirit realm it means nothing. Demons don't see that. Angels don't see that plastic metal. People has, you know, they've been giving it around, giving it away. You know what? Relax. There will be extreme. It will be kind of bad. I'm telling you what's going to happen. It's going to be very hard and very bad. Why? I came here to get encouraged. I am encouraging you. I'm telling you this. You will survive. You'll move on. Are you receiving something for yourself, church? I'm receiving something. I feel so good. I love to be here. Hallelujah. Okay. Holy Spirit, let's go into the Word, because time is running out quite fast. Holy Spirit, made Paul blind. It kind of, you have this question in your head. What? What? Holy Spirit made sure that Paul was blind for a time? Yeah. Holy Spirit did that to Saul. He fell off a horse, and that's it. For 3 days, he was blind. You know why? It was extreme. How is that? You know what? He is the one that heals, but he's also the one that can give you a spanking. He is God all-powerful. And he can, you know, spank you. And you know what? I did not plan on that, but it kind of rhymes in Russian. So, he can do anything. He can also comfort you and also, you know, take you through certain things. So, by doing this, a Holy Spirit, when he placed Saul through extreme, that decided, that particular thing decided who he was to be. Before this scary moment and horrible situation in the life of Saul, that moment, if not the sharp turn upon his fast horse, or this light from heaven, and good hit against the road, Paul would continue traveling to Damascus for the things that he was about to do there. What am I saying? That I want you to think right now. If someone would say, okay, that's it. Right now we'll go get you a dog for the blind. We will... Saul will get everything for you. We'll give you the dog for the blind. We'll give you a special car, or, you know, or you have a chauffeur that will drive you around. We will learn the language of the blind. We will touch all these little dots. You know, we'll teach you everything. What is for the blind. You know, beloved, he did not need help. They needed to bring him and just leave him blind, one with God. Amen? I want to explain to you, if you are a child of God, born from above, know one thing. Everything works for your own good. He wasn't even born from above, and it was good for him, because when daddy decides to work with you, believe me, you will get your stars. Believe me, you will go through pain. You will go through blindness. You will go through your moments, but once you get out of it, that is because of this extreme, you'll find out who you are.
именно на этом повороте.
Upon this turn, exactly.
Знаете, you know, Paul, не надо помогать.
You know, you don't need to help some people. You don't need to go into intercession and try to protect them by praying. Or right now we'll resurrect Saul and his vision and all everything will work right now. Brothers, come on, let's do it. We put Saul in the middle of a circle, the prayer circle, and we will pray until our eyes pop out for him to get his vision back. And we will finish our mission like that. No, don't help anyone like that. You're going to say, oh, look, it was written that they brought him by hand and they left him. And Daddy, one-on-one, talks with you. Why? You have no money. Good message as well. Why is that you have no job? Why your friends have turned away from you? Why this? Why that? Because you need to go through this extreme to find out who you are and why you live. People that pass by this extreme, this pain, sharp turns, and God's testing never, ever will find out who they are. All those people that call everybody, please pray, please help. These people will never understand. You don't need to pray. You're going to say, if Daddy allowed it, right now, sit down and think. Why? Maybe on a third day you'll get it. But let God tell you this. We are all these all Christians. You know why we're so useless and so weak? Because the way everybody helps us and we help everybody. And no one ever gets any muscles. That's why we're so small and so weak. And the world looks at us and say, you don't know life. Yes, we know life. We help each other all the time. We have, you know, stretchers we carry. His name is Vasily, Tanya. And we carry each other, you know, in the hands of prayer, arms of prayer. I'm not talking about that we should stop praying right now. No, you need to stop praying always and for everybody. No, you have to know clearly if God is leading you, or if it was an attack of the devil, or if you're like Job and God is taking you through a situation. Oh, let's help Job. Let's just put our finances together and, you know, buy him something like his friends were. You know, we'll get to Job. Holy Spirit made Paul Saul, and he made sure Paul went through extreme. Acts 9:3. Time is running away. So, Acts 9:3. Chapter 9. Now, as he traveled on, he came near to Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground. Then he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me, harassing, troubling, and molesting me? And Saul said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus, whom you're persecuting. It is dangerous. So, I will take you through a situation where you will be finished with this persecution. You know, this old Russian translation kind of matches our now-and-day language. I am Jesus whom you're persecuting. It is dangerous and turn badly for you to keep kicking against the goat. Because if God has decided to do something with you, he's dealing with you, let him take you through. Some of you are bothered and confused because you don't know your call, because you know why everybody's helping you. You know what? Go out to the side and say, if I will not die, I will see you in a year. Hello. Of course you're going to die. Of course we'll see you. Maybe you'll have a couple of scars and bruises, but you'll also have a couple of new stars and new medals. And then we'll sit down at the table. You're not just going to be a little sissy. You will be an individual that we can have a decent conversation with. Oh, please pray for me. Please pray for me. How long am I going to pray for you? Grow up. And stop praying for yourself, because where God is, everything works for the good. Oh, we're always so... Oh, I'm placing hands upon this car so I will not get a flat tire. You know what? You have to watch your tires and change the oil. Everything else is fine. So just trust God. Again, you gotta have balance. You could be so spiritual, you could be driving around on spiritual gasoline, right? Spiritual checks. I have a whole message about spirituality, where we're people of faith. It's another extreme. We're not going to go into it. There's nothing in the bank. I'm sorry. I give 10% from what? From air? Oxygen? Don't write checks of faith. I have checks of faith. Lord, I'm taking this responsibility off of me. You know, there are people that live by faith only. Not a single dollar came, but they're writing them with faith, those checks. Okay, never mind. Another message. I'm Jesus that you're persecuting. It's hard for you and dangerous to go against the goat. And then he said, Lord, what should I do? And the Lord told him, arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. The men who were accompanying him were unable to speak for terror, hearing the voice but seeing no one. Then Saul got up from the ground, but though his eyes were open, he could not see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus, and he was unable to see. For 3 days he neither ate nor drank anything. Now we know the story how Ananias comes and prays for him, and he sees and his life changes. Again, where does it all happen? On the battlefield, in this extreme sharp turn. You're afraid of the extreme? Your life will never be changed. You always ask for someone to help you. Forget about it. You don't need anybody's help in this, because everything that people do for you, by helping, they destroy your call. By helping, they destroy that, what you're called to do. They stop by their $100 bill, maybe, your process. Same way, you know, in America, they've made this test. They said the homeless people are made by people. You know that that's true. They've tested this. Simple test here in the United States. In one city, they've made a law that you cannot stand and ask for money. God bless you. You know, they had to go to work. You either die or you will go to work. Because God bless you, please give me something. It doesn't work. As soon as people stop giving, everything changes. Who prolongs this horror of this homeless person? You. What should I do? Do what the Holy Spirit tells you. What does he tell you? I don't know. If he tells you to give, give. If he says, come out and give, come out and give. What? Let's move on. Look. I'm amazed at how some of us start to cry out when life comes into darkness and there's hardship. And his whole life is concentrated is not to go through this darkness, but to come out of it faster. You know, there's a difference. Who understands me? There's a difference to go and say, that's it. I don't need your $10 bill. I don't need your $100. You know what? Right now, I will let God to say something into my life and at least to understand who I serve. You hear me? Oh, what should I do? What should I do? Relax. Live a normal life. Breathe. And let God do or create a champion out of you. Or there's this ministry of helping, you know, drive somebody home. You know what? Maybe he used to ride a bus for 2 years. Hello? Oh, nobody comes and gets me, picks me up. Oh, these are Christians. I spit on you all. You know what? This is what God wanted to get rid of in the bus, but you won't let him. Does anybody understand me here? Oh, beloved, this message, it could be many different parts to it, but I don't want to do that. I want you to get it now. And the one that gives and the one that receives the stuff that is given. So, beloved, if you are sure that you are his child, number one, if you're not sure, then I will pray for you, number one. But if you're sure that you in your life is in the hands of God, everything, all the garbage, all this nastiness, all these punches in your face are for the good, and everybody said, Amen. Yeah. Why don't you give Daddy glory because he's good? He's good. So what should I do? Grow up. Wipe your face. Stop being on the stretcher. You have Tanya on the right side and Seruga on the other side, and they're helping you right and left. You know what? You'll be in a worse situation if they won't stop you. I mean, stop helping you. Can you you can live like that? Oh, some understand what I'm saying here. And we spread this disease in the body of Christ. And we see that it's all growing and it's rotting, falling off. And we try to help. You know what? Let him go through this process. Let this body fix it. Let God touch his children. Don't take the place of God and help, because help before the proper time equals not passing of the test, failing. You know, many years ago, I went through all these testings, and that's why you'll never see me crying and saying, please pray for me, because I go through everything with honor. If I have no money, that means you deserve it. Shut your mouth and wait for God to bless you. I have no money. I have no gasoline in my car. Somebody, please help me. Do you have God in your life? Yeah. Well, go and ask him. Oh, you're so angry. You know what? I'm making you into a champion, not a sissy. Okay, this message is for the grown-ups. It's rated R. Oh, I did not know that everybody's so angry here. I was thinking I'm going to come here and everybody's going to kiss me and whatnot, and give me a mattress and napkins and medicine and whatnot. Everything will be taken care of. I came here. Oh, and that church, they gave me a car, and nobody even gives me a house in this one. You know these Christians, right? A category of people. They come and they test. Who's going to help me? God. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be, isn't it? So, truthfully, who's going to help you? Brothers and sisters, I need help. Come here up on your knees. I will blow on you and say, Daddy, help him. Just like you helped me. Because nobody was helping me, I can remain standing as a conqueror and teach other people. Victorious, you know? Look.
Who
gave this theory that God will never make things painful for you? Was Saul enjoying his process? Oh, how good is it to be blind? Oh, hallelujah. Why don't you just leave me like this? God made it painful. Why? So in the process, you'll feel good. And not for him. But he will also do good for other men. So, enjoy the sharp turn that you're having. I'll say, okay, brothers, bye-bye. And then you come back. Hello, how are you? I'm alive. And if I say hello and you say I'm alive, I'll know what happened. You don't just say, oh, good, praise the Lord. All you can say is I'm alive. And I understand that you've crawled in, you've made it. We'll listen to these testimonies later. So, who came up with this theory that God never makes anything painful or put you through some sort of test or something dark? God did that throughout the whole Bible. And with Christianity, we have this thing that as soon as someone's in trouble, that it is duty of the church and the pastor. Of course, he is to blame for everything. Look,
И пастор помочь этому человеку. А вы не задумывались ли вы, над тем, что твоя помощь может помешать Богу достичь конкретного результата в жизни этого человека?
And it will prevent God to help that person. And your help is destruction, you know, to that person. You've just cut off everything. And now, you know what? Not only did you cut off everything, you also became a mother that can feed everybody. You know? Where's the money? You know, you gave me $5 yesterday. How about you? Why are you giving me one now? You know what? We're getting rid of that. This, you know, poor Christianity that is always crying and complaining. You know, can't help yourself. How can you help the whole world? You know what? Just go through this process of falling off a horse, through blindness, and through restoration of your vision. And maybe once this process passes by, you know what? You really did not lose much. Vision left and came back. But you know what? God acquired Paul. So Saul needed to get blind for Paul to be born. Who understands this? Small revelation. We all, Sauls, we need to get blind. We don't need help. We need to become blind so then Paul would come out. Transformation. When you will see someone going through pain and blindness or horror, don't try and run there and help, because you don't know what's happening in the life of that person. We as humans, we want to help, but if these are children of God, step back. They have a father that is dealing with them right now. It's like in that auto testing. None of the owners of these cars did not step the test and say, oh, the car might not make it. You know how, for instance, the person who makes Hyundai's, they want to stop that test. And the person that makes Ford's, for instance, you know what? You might say, don't stop the testing, you know, because why? That car has to stand on the freeway with an open... open hood, they all have an excuse. At least it eats less gas. Well, praise the Lord. He will drive a piece of garbage and then occasionally put gas into it. Okay, it's a car. With me, I have certain feelings towards certain cars. It's separate. None of the people that made these cars and cried out, stop the testing, because the car will not handle it. Yeah, that's where testing is in. So something somewhere would not remain, you know, in its original form. You think that you will take this sharp turn and you were going to come out in one piece, but you totally missed it. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Only two people understood this. Okay, so you went into a ditch. I like Christianity. Because some people don't get certain jokes, but praise the Lord for that as well. Remember Job? Who remembers Job? His blessed brother. He was smacked around so much that some people are still amazed at that, because when you look, and some people don't understand, how is it that God could do this, like this? How could God let this happen? He could, and He will, and He will allow it. Listen. Everybody was around him. If everyone, just think about it, that was around him would try to give him a good word and help him, and everyone would be wrong. Remember how all, starting with his wife and ending with his friends, and remember the story, no one did not understand that situation, listen to me, including Job himself. That is why you, how can they help you if you yourself have no clue What is God taking you through? Let God finish up with this testing. Let Him finish this test. And then He will tell you, you know what? You needed to change your brake pads. Because once you will start, you are braking for quite some time. It's a long, lengthy process, and it could cause you a problem. So, beloved, understand what I'm saying in a spiritual sense of a word. No one knew the plan of God for his life. So imagine this picture. I like to read Bible and sometimes flip the stories around to see another picture. Let's look at it from this side. Imagine if Job was helped by his friends. They would help him, not just say, you should do this, you should do that, like they were telling him. They tried to do that. But what if they were successful and they came up to him and said, listen, you know, this is our brother. This is our brother. Brothers, let's put our money together, buy him a new Mercedes or build him a house. He wasn't a small man. In the city, everybody knew him. He was a very honorable man. Imagine if all these people came and said, Job. We, till the end, what do you need? Just tell me, brother, what you need. You need an X5, okay. Vanya, come out of your X5, you need a black one, okay. He likes the black one, bring it. Come on, get out of the car. We're giving it to Job now. You know, I can make a movie out of this. So, so they bring a car to him and say, Job, you like it? Yeah, good, good. For beginning. Job, what kind of house did you have? What kind of dog did you have? Did he have a golden chain? Okay, give him that dog. Okay, build a 3-story villa. This is our brother. You have no idea. This is our brother. He had everything under control. I said, now build a villa. And everything is happening super fast. You understand, it's my story, it's an allegory. And Job did not understand anything, and it would never be Job. But for real, you know, everybody could have helped him, because everyone that was around him, they were not poor people. He was a very known person, very, you know, loved by people. And what he had and where he was sitting and who were his friends, he was honored. He was an honorable man. I will tell you honestly, quite often certain stories like this happen in our lives. You think that right now everyone has to help you because you're Job. And you were helping there. You were pumping tires for that person. Or you were putting monies together for an apartment. You know. Or you brought a loaf of bread for Thanksgiving, and you can't help me. You're sitting there. That's it. And you're grumbling and complaining. You were helping everybody. Listen to me. We would not know Job. This story would not even be in the Bible if it was written the way I just said. If the friends would put all of their efforts together, you know that. This is stories that happen in our lives. Everybody helps us. By doing that, they prolong our testings and with a lot of people, they don't even have an opportunity to figure out who they are in these extreme situations. Job, you need that piece of clay, pottery. You need to lose all of your children. You need to lose your wife and all of your friends. And those that remained as friends, maybe 1, 2, 3, they will just annoy you. Hello. Why? It's needed like that, Job. Because by going through all of this, in the end, you will be twice as strong. Tell me, when did Job receive his medal? In the process? In the beginning? Or at the very end? So, my beloved, my encouragement for you is to bite your tongue. You could cry by yourself and pray to God, and not to pastor that can't can help you. When that help is not needed. Do you hear me? Is somebody receiving something for themselves? It's a very simple message, but for some, it's so needed. Because we all go through this darkness, and the way you go through it will tell you who you are. Okay. Job 1:6. Let's read that story. We'll see the testing of Job. Job 1:6. Now there was a day when the sons, the angels of God, came presenting themselves before the Lord, and Satan, accuser. In the Russian Bible, it's with a small S. He's a small one. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where did you come?" Then Satan answered the Lord, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it." It's big earth. Can you imagine how far he had to go? And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? That there is none like him on earth, a blameless and upright man, one who reverently fears God and abstains from and shuns evil because it is wrong." These are the words of God about his son Job. And of course, Satan did not like that. He said, "Yeah." God was saying, did you see my son, my servant? Did you see him? Yeah, I saw him. Blameless, upright man, the one that fears God. You know what? You will work to get this title all your life. That sounds evil. Then Satan answered the Lord, "Does Job reverently fear God for nothing? Have you not put a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have comfort, prosperity, and happiness upon him in the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only upon the man himself put no forth your hand." So Satan went from the presence of the Lord. And when everything went by, all these things that went, we read the end, chapter 1, 20. And look at the reaction of Job after everything just happened. Your car, Job, was taking into a ditch to such an extent that it's practically impossible and very hard to get it out of there, because listen, it's quite steep in there. Everything was taken away, everything was burned, all his houses, his wife left him, his kids died. In other words, that's it. End. You're by yourself. In the process, he got sick as well. And look, 1:20. Then Job arose and rent his robe and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. Number one. Listen, number one. When you go through your desert, don't worry to shave your head, get away your BMW and go with honor through it. Oh, some don't understand. Maybe we'll come back to this message a little later, because some pretend like everything is all good. You know what? Go with honor. Sit down and go with honor through your war. You know, around Job, everybody saw that he was going through something hard. I understand. You want to pretend all is good? You know what? If you're in pain or in anger, it has to be visible. God has to see it. And believe me, when you're in a real true pain, when you're true, and when you're a true warrior, when you go through things like this, God have mercy. But maybe God will allow it, because when God allows something like this, and you will come out and be victorious, but it is His will for all of this, you will come out and be victorious. God knows why He let Job go through this. He knows. And look. And Jabba rose and rent his robe and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. And said, naked, without positions, came I into this world from my mother's womb, naked, without positions shall I depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed, praised, and magnified, and worshipped be the name of the Lord. And in all of this job, sin not, nor charged God foolishly.
And then,
he had to finish up with this test. He had to go through the test. Amen? So, beloved. Yeah, Saul. You need this blindness. Yes, job. You need to go through death of your children.
You've
lost of everything. Yes, Anna. You need barrenness in the process. You have Samuel that will turn all the people to God. Yes, Joseph. You will need that. You need that prison because... you will save all those from famine. The Bible is full of all of those people that have gone through all these tests. And so we need to go through this pain and all of these attacks. We need all these troubles because they will reveal to us who we are. And it will reveal to you what the Lord wants you to do in for, well, basically your destiny. Reveal to you who you are. I believe that the Holy Spirit has sowed something in your heart today. And I know that next time you're in pain, next time when you're in this dark turn, or when you're in this ditch, you will walk through it honorably. Instead, do not let people put their hands on you and pray for you. Don't let anyone give you that cheap $10 because it will make your test longer. Let God be God. Let God be God in your life. And you will see what he can do for you. With Joseph, with David, with Anna, with Job, what he can do with Saul. Let him take you through it. Let him take you through it. My God, I thank you. I praise you. Just raise your hands and praise him. My beloved, thank you. Teach us. Take us through life lessons. I know that this sermon is necessary for some of you, like water. Because you're in so much confusion. There's so many letters that are written. Give me money for food. Give me food for money. Or give me money for food. But write a letter to God. And let him help you. Don't let people help you. Men are not help to you. God is your help. God is your help. God is your help. Let him help him.
Дай ему коснуться. Дай ему исцелить тебя.
Let him heal you.
Дай ему провести тебя.
Let him take
Бог никогда you не кинет тебя на смерть.
He will never allow
даже когда
you to
в тот момент это будет казаться смертью.
Even if it
Бог
does
никогда
look
не
like
кинет
a
тебя
death,
на голод. Даже если в тот момент будет казаться голодом. Поэтому если проходишь свой путь, проходи достойно его.
But go through it honorably.
Проходи достойно его. Проходи его как чемпион. Потому что звездочки, дорогие, вешают в конце. Потому что медали вешают тем, кто прошел.
They
и победа принадлежит тем, кто прошел до конца. Я благодарю тебя, любимый.
I thank you, my
благодарю
beloved.
Тебя за все.
I thank you for everything.
Во имя Иисус Христа. Воздайте ему славу. Присядьте, дорогая семья.